Saturday, March the 14th. This was a hard-to-get-going day, still feeling rather groggy after the trip. At 1 o'clock, Mary Cook of Austin, Green Pastures, and Bob Waldron and Ms. Jake Pickle came by to say hello. We had a glass of sherry. I showed them the second floor. Then, at 3:30, I went over to Lyndon's office, where they're doing a TV taping of the first 100 days. Lyndon was sitting in apparent ease behind his desk, talking with Eric Severide of CBS, Lawrence of ABC, and Brinkley of NBC. The inquisition lasted a full hour on the air, and I would judge an hour and a half of actual questioning, from which there was some editing done. I watched much of it out in the TV truck in the drive, viewing the 5 monitors in front of me, while the director, almost like an orchestra leader with baton in hand, kept on saying, "All right, 1, get ready, 3, put it into 2, move over to 5. However, it turns out, they sure tried. The lights were as hot as the questions, and I felt so sorry for Lyndon, visualizing that audience of millions out there, and wanting to come through with the strongest words and the simplest exposition. At long last, it was over, and I wondered if Lyndon didn't feel a little bit like that man that they ask after the French Revolution was over, "What did you do in the French Revolution?" And he said, "I survived." Well, the mail will tell us, and the columns will tell us how it really turned out. Lucy returned from New York about 6 o'clock, all bubbling with tales about the most beautiful suit that anybody ever had that she had bought. She's getting fixed up for the Apple Blossom Festival. Wendy had taken her up, and they had selected 2 suits and an Apple Blossom Festival crowning dress. Linda, Wari Lynn, Mr. Kellum and I watched The Innocents from The Turn of the Screw by James. Really the most horrifying movie I've ever seen, and one of the best stage shows that I can remember. In between, I went up and had a quick dinner with Lyndon and Jesse. I knew Lyndon was worrying about the show. Then back to see the rest of the movie, and so ended a day with little accomplishment and little work.